Tax reform in Kentucky. Where do we go next? A discussion with Dr. Bill Hoyt, professor of economics at the University of Kentucky. Dr. Bill Hoyt is the Gatton Endowed Professor of Economics and Public Policy and chair of the Department of Economics in the Gatton College of Business and Economics at the University of Kentucky. Dr. Hoyt has a PhD in economics from the University of Wisconsin and recently served as an Dr. Hoyt has a PhD in economics from the University of Wisconsin and recently served as an economic consultant to the Governor's Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform. I'm Dave Blackwell, Dean of the Gatton College of Business and Economics and Professor of Finance. Welcome to UK Market Viewpoint. Bill, thank you for visiting with us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
In your introduction, I noted that you worked as a consultant to the Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform. The report you issued to the commission was extremely thorough and detailed, and from reviewing the report, I came to realize that tax reform is going to be a vast undertaking. Can you begin by giving us an overview of what your consulting team was asked to do for the commission and briefly outline the approach you took in researching and analyzing the issues?
I'm quite in agreement. Tax reform is a very big issue. But we did have a fairly specific, though broad, charge that was really to look at the entire state taxes. And in particular, we had the issues of concern that we tried to address were adequacy, elasticity, fairness, competitiveness, and simplicity. And let me say a few more words about what those really mean.
Yes, please.
Adequacy is basically an issue about how much revenue to collect, what is desired by the state to fund its activities. And I'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. Elasticity is this concept that revenue should probably be moving in line with the economy. As the economy grows, we would like to see revenue grow proportionately to that. Fairness, I think, is fairly obvious. Let me sort of stress two points about fairness. One is what we would call sort of vertical equity in the notion of individuals paying according to based on how much they earn or what income they have. So it may be fair to have somebody with higher income pay more than somebody with lower income. The other part of fairness is what we might call horizontal, and so people in similar circumstances pay similar amounts of taxes. Competitiveness, I think, is fairly straightforward, but a big issue is making sure that we have a tax system that makes us competitive with respect to investment and employment and business activity in general. And simplicity is, again, I think fairly obvious, though sometimes difficult to achieve, is not make it so burdensome to complete our taxes, to pay our taxes.
Can I just follow up briefly on simplicity? Why is that important from an economic perspective? The others are fairly obvious.
Well, there's a real cost, and I think this has been unappreciated for a number of years in the economics profession. There's a real cost to you and I completing our taxes. Some of this cost, if you hear from interviews with business leaders, for example, even at the corporate level, it can be costly enough that that it's a real deterrent to investment in the state. But in general, our time is valuable. And the time we have to spend either ourselves or hiring somebody else to do our taxes is a waste of our resources.
That's a great point. So can you talk about how the report addressed each of those major issues?
Yeah, I think we address each of them in a slightly different way. For example, adequacy, a big issue, obviously, and a major concern. As an economist, myself, and I should add that this, in addition to myself, Mike Childress, research associate at CBER, and Bill Fox, an economist at Tennessee who also wrote a report on this in 2002, served as part of the consultant staff. But we didn't feel that we as economists had any particular professional expertise in saying what are the wants and desires of Kentucky taxpayers in terms of government services. So how we tried to address that one was to provide information to the commission about here's where we rank compared to other states, here's been trends in spending in a number of different categories. Similarly, for fairness, again, I think we have no particular expertise. We may have our own opinions about what's fair or unfair. But what we try to do is enlighten the commission and those, of course, who read the report about what are the distributional impacts of taxes, who ends up paying based according to different types of taxes. Competitiveness, there I think we did have more to say in terms of economic studies, some of our own, some of in the literature about the impact of taxes on employment. And we tried to provide that information to the commission in terms of thinking about the options that we put forward.
So why the focus now on tax reform? And if some of the recommendations that the commission has set forth, some based on your report, go forward, what would be the impact on the Kentucky economy?
Well, why now? I think the answer is probably that there's never a bad time to think about tax reform. In part of the timing may be more political than economic. It is certainly the case that we have a tax structure that is designed for an economy of at least 20 years ago, probably older. It doesn't reflect current consumption, current employment and considerations. It doesn't take into account the mobility of resources. So it clearly was need for an upgrade, and it's only going to get worse. If we do get tax reform and meaningful tax reform, I think it puts us in a position to be more competitive. We hope a simpler tax system, easier on us to complete, and to some extent fair. I mean, I think some of the proposals, options we put forward and some of the proposals put by the commission itself suggest that there are some ways to address some of those issues.
So you in your report, you looked at various tax structures in competing states. What are the major features that you think could have an impact on competitiveness for Kentucky relative to the surrounding states?
Well, I would say two of them that come to mind that we put forward as options. One is we're a bit income tax heavy in terms of, in particular, I think at the higher end of the income level. In part because of high marginal tax rates by the state, 6% for the higher income households. And in addition, it's important to remember that we have this occupational license or a local income tax that's pretty high in places, for example, such as Louisville. You put those two together and you have a tax rate, a marginal tax rate, the tax on each additional dollar of 8% compared to something around 4% in Indiana. So that's one. I think the other one, area that we could improve upon is corporate tax structure. And the option we put forward, and this is a very technical field, as you well know from finance, is to weight more heavily the sales of businesses, corporations in the state, and reduce the taxes on their employment and investment. And the idea there is to encourage employment and investment in the state. And in some sense, we are restructuring the taxes to make it more attractive to produce here rather than produce somewhere else and then bring your goods in here into Kentucky to sell.
So just to contrast on that dimension with, say, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, how do we compare on the corporate tax structure?
Oh, on the corporate tax structure. Yeah, so this has been a move to it's called single-factor apportionment, what we're moving towards rather than three factors, sales, capital, and labor. We are moving in a direction that other states are following. So, for example, Indiana and Illinois. Ohio has a sales tax on all business, sort of an additional sales tax on all business, similar in many ways, but I think in general what states are trying to do is move away from taxing employment and investment.
So can you summarize just the major options you presented to the commission and why those specific options?
Yeah. So I think it probably helps to go tax by tax, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. So in the income tax, what we offered, I should say, we offered a number of different options. So rather than a recommendation, here's one thing to do, we offered some options because the commission had to review this and decide what they want to do. So we were advising. But let me sort of suggest what I think are some of the more important ones. One is to reduce how much of pension income would be exempt. There was, and this is, I think, an interesting thing. We had these public hearings throughout the state, and one of the things that struck me in attending these was to hear pensioners, retirees, come out and say, you know, I'm earning, and I heard this a few different times, I'm earning whatever it might be, $80,000, $100,000, for in some cases, and I'm not paying any state income taxes. It would probably be fair for me to pay some. So there's a real distinction, of course, between workers and those retirees, and so we recommended increasing exemption on that. We did recommend eliminating itemized deductions, actually using federal adjusted gross income as a basis. And then this would expand the tax base and then offer a lower rate. And then the other thing I think of importance with income taxes is recommended the state think about incorporating an earned income tax credit to address some of these fairness issues. In terms of the sales tax, this is, I think, where we're really behind the times in terms of the economy no longer reflects a tax structure. Currently, we tax tangible physical products, tangible products. Consumption patterns have changed dramatically in the past 30 years, and much more of our consumption, as we all know, is on services. We aren't taxing those. And so our primary recommendation there is to broaden the sales tax base to include more services. This broadening space could offer us the option, if we want to take advantage, to lower rates. Things we need to be aware of are services and goods that are very mobile. We can cross state borders to consume. We wanted to try to think about taxing services where there's already physical products being taxed. So, for example, you could think about barber shops are already selling taxed shampoos. You could imagine those as well. So that the corporate income tax we talked about, the single factor apportionment's the biggest one we had on recommendation. That we did recommend to eliminate or dramatically reduce a lot of property taxes on inventory and other tangible products of businesses. Those are quite high in Kentucky. In terms of local taxes, one thing that we suggested was to allow localities, municipalities, and counties considered a local sales tax option. And I would say, and our hope on that goes back to this concern about the income tax, that it could allow some substitution. Maybe some of these some municipalities might use the sales tax, reduce the income tax, and increase employment. So that was kind of our thinking there.
So the Blue Ribbon Commission has issued its report. To what extent did you see them adopt or recommend some of the options that you laid out? You see that report kind of moving in the direction that the consulting team recommended?
You know, for the most part, I did. In the ways it did it, I wasn't surprised. I think in general, it's safe to say, for the most part, things just weren't as radical. So that, for example, a cut in income taxes, but pretty modest. Not the dramatic suggestion about eliminating itemized deductions, but putting a limit on them. Dropping how much exemptions there could be for pensions rather than, say, eliminating it at all. That for the most part, there are a few spots where maybe there are tax favorable tax treatment for certain industries that is nothing that we really talked about. And then a lot of things that were kind of beyond the scope of us, detailed things that Department of Revenue wanted addressed. It made a lot of sense about simplicity. And there are a number of taxes in Kentucky where it probably costs as much to collect the tax as the revenue you get. And I think wisely some of those were put on the board to eliminate.
Well, Bill, many thanks for providing these additional insights on into tax reform. And I guess as a citizen, I'm comforted that the governor chose to reach out, the commission chose to reach out to some renowned experts in this area to inform the policy. I'm definitely comforted by that. Thanks again for coming. And for those of you who would want more detail, you can find the consultant's report online at http://ltgovernor.ky.gov. For WUKY, I'm Dave Blackwell.